Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roteblatt, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roteblatt joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiot. Step back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roteblatt on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And that's why we don't let you be piggish here on Money Life. You're allowed to be bullish. You're allowed to be bearish. You're just not allowed to be piggish. We bring you the buy of the week each week with Charles Roteblatt on Tuesdays, the sell of the week on Wednesdays. And I have to tell you something right off. You've always heard me say, Charles, AAII.com for AAII Journal. And you've heard me give his Twitter address, which has always been his name. And now it has changed. Now, I get it. That might be confusing for some of you, but it's at Charles R. AAII. So instead of being at Charles Roteblatt, which I didn't find very confusing, he's now Charles Ra'ai, like Hawaii, I guess. Something like that. But Charles R. at Charles R. AAII, and there's somebody in the AAII office who's going to wind up hearing that joke about how it doesn't read any well, very well anymore. I feel certain when Charles is done talking to me. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Mattel.
It's ticker symbol MAT, and I have to disclose, well, I do not own it. Both of my daughters have it in their portfolio. My youngest, about to turn 21, I still control that. So anything we talk about, yes, I at least control her shares. So what's wrong with Barbie and American Girl dolls and all these other things that you're going to tell my daughters they're holding a loser?
Well, I feel like I should duck before your daughter swing a Ken doll in my face. But this stock recently missed expectations. It missed second quarter earnings expectations by 15 cents with EPS of 3 cents. Global net sales fell 9%. Barbie sales fell about 15%, but it also saw a 2% drop in Hot Wheels. So it's not just little girls who weren't spending. We also had a little boys who weren't spending, or at least their parents weren't spending on them. We also saw Fisher Price sales fall 17%. So over their major segments, we saw declines in sales, and it just wasn't one quarter. This was the third consecutive quarter with declining revenue. So we're seeing this negative trend in the stock. They also saw gross margins narrow by 490 basis points. So about 4.9% narrower this quarter versus a year ago. So we're seeing falling sales, tightening margins. That's not a good combination. At the same time, we're looking at the valuation being above its five-year average. The PE is 15.2, though not high on an absolute basis. It is above the five-year average of 13.2. And I think when you combine all those together, that has the makings of a stock that's looking like it's going to have additional downside. Or at least if the market continues to trend upwards, the stock is definitely going to lag. And there's certainly an opportunity cost, and I do think there's a downside price risk as well.
So how big a downside price risk? Opportunity cost is sort of what happens when you're going sideways and what have you. Real downside risk is when you're losing stuff. So how big a downside potentially?
Well, I think you're looking here at about 15% downside. It's interesting. When this company had disappointing earnings back in February, we saw a big drop in the price. We saw the same thing happen again this quarter. The stock is finding support around 35, but I think the danger is the stock breaks through that support and continues to fall. We're definitely seeing negative trends, and although management was pretty upbeat on the call trying to say all these things they're doing to improve sales, the reality is we have this negative sales trend. And if it continues and we continue to see the company disappoint analysts, I think we can look at the potential for further big price drops in the stock. If I'm an investor, I'm going to be very concerned about the third quarter, particularly after we've had three consecutive misses and we've actually had three consecutive drops in the earnings. If we go back to August, you can look at the chart and see a big drop in the stock last year. So you're looking at this risk where the stock's not making any upward moves, and worse yet, has these steep one day drops in prices. And I think when you combine with a PE that's still above its historical average, that's a danger.
Is this a danger that folks will see pass? I mean, if you bought Mattel the way my kids got it in their portfolios when they were very young, while it wouldn't necessarily be a lifetime holding, my daughters at 22 and 20 are not really playing with Barbies anymore. Well, it wouldn't necessarily be a lifetime holding. It is the kind of company that you kind of do believe that people will be playing with Barbies 20 and 30 years from now. So if somebody doesn't want to deal with the opportunity cost and doesn't want to go through whatever they might have with long-term holdings, is this a company where you think the problems can be fixed down the line, or is this, you know, sell it and you're never going to look back?
No, it's still a pretty decent company. It yields 4.3%. They've done a pretty decent job of growing the dividend, and it looks like it's financially stable. So I do think this is a case where the company is trying to right the ship. I think long-term, it's not going away. I mean, we'll always see demand for Barbies. We'll always see demand for Hot Wheels. You know, on Michigan Avenue, there's an American Girl store down, and I always see parents walking out along Michigan Avenue with big bags. So I think their products, there's always going to be demand for it, but it's going to ebb and flow. And this company is also going to be tied to movie promotions, what upcoming movies it's able to do toys for, and how successful that movie is and how successful the tale is associated with that movie. So I don't think Mattel's going anywhere. But when you look at what you could get in Mattel over the next 6 to 12 months versus other stocks, I don't think the risk reward opportunities very high.
Well, yeah, and I can tell you, I've bought those stuff that comes in those big bags from American Girl Place, but I'm not buying them anymore, and so they constantly have to have a new audience, and that's exactly why you get into times like this one when Mattel, ticker symbol MAT, a great name, but not at the present moment a great stock. It's the sell of the week from Charles Roteblatt. His buy of the week was ticker symbol CSH, Cash America International, the largest pawnbroker in the country. And of course, he is our guest of the week each week. You can find him at AAII.com for more information about his journal, or you can follow him on Twitter at Charles R. AAII. Charles, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
We have just kicked off the Wednesday edition of Money Life. Up next, we'll be talking with Elizabeth Collins, one of the authors of Why Moats Matter, the Morningstar Approach to Stock Investor. That's next when Money Life continues.